From farm to school, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
That disappearing middle in American agriculture that we're very concerned about. And so setting up farm to school programs allows these farmers to get into institutional food procurement that really will save them. It will increase their bottom line.
That's Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Kathleen Merrigan. She was in Nashville this week delivering a keynote address during the School Nutrition Association's annual meeting. The Deputy Secretary released findings of a USDA's first farm-to-school report, which shows that farm-to-school programs can be a great way to bring more fresh local produce into school cafeterias and support local farmers at the same time.
Schools get a certain amount of entitlement dollars from the federal government to help with their school meals. School meals are only about 15-20% federal investment. The rest is state, local. And what we want to do is allow for locally grown to be part of what schools can ask for when they use those entitlement dollars.
Deputy Secretary Merrigan says the Farm to School program was developed out of the Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food initiative, which looks to help create new opportunities for local farmers to reach new markets and to better connect farmers with consumers.
In some cases, farmers are already doing that in different parts of the country. I've actually gone to school lunchrooms where the farmers come in and sit down at the table and have lunch with the kids when their food's being served. I've been to schools where kids have trading cards instead of the baseball player and his stats on the back. It's the farmer and his stats on the back, and they trade the cards. So I've seen a lot of exciting things. Schools are doing this.
American also announced that USDA will conduct a pilot for acquiring fresh fruits and vegetables to build on the farm-to-school programs in Florida and Michigan and hopefully learn from these projects to implement them into other states. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.